Accession number 18615, Reel 3.
Norman Griffin, Reel 3.
Yes, they were being sent over, obviously, to reinforce the existing divisions that were still in the Northwest campaign. And I think it was just sad when these things happened to new reinforcements. And we really proceeded through at a fairly high rate of operations through to April, and at the end of April I got a week's leave back in the UK. I went home because I should have mentioned perhaps during the campaign in Normandy I got a piece of shrapnel in the hand which became gangrenous and also and had to go into hospital into the casualty. So I was away for a few days there, and then going through the Graaf Forest I got hit in the jawbone by a piece of shrapnel, so not taken out until that was removed.
How did these wounds occur?
Through artillery fire.
Do you remember the incidents?
No, I mean you just when you just get hit by them, you don't see them coming, so to speak. And so consequently, my parents had received a couple of telegrams that I'd been wounded in action, and of course, whilst one had assured them in letter that you know I was okay, it was only just sort of minor wounds by comparison, I hadn't lost any limbs or anything. They obviously, being parents, anticipated the worst. But so when I got back home at the end of April, I went back over on the boat to Dover, and then up to London, and then by train overnight up to Blackpool, and spent 5 days with my parents, and then had the same trip back again. But my brother, who was at that time attached to, was in the RAF, and he was in Bomber Command in Abingdon. I met up with him in London, and then I made my way back from London to the regiment, who by that time had got through to Hanover in Germany. And on the trip back, the May the 8th came, and the war finished. So by the time I got back to, the battalion was actually in Molheim on Ruhr when I got back, and that was the end of the war. I'd been recommended by the company commander to be given a commission, and I thought that you know, that I might be commissioned when I got back to the regiment, but all things stopped at that moment of time, so I had to then go through the normal selection procedure at OCTU, and then got back. But I got back into the regiment in the Royal Welsh as a commissioned officer, and then from there I got posted. I was the company commander of the passing out parade for the general at that time. And the general at that time happened to be General Slim, who then became Field Marshal Slim. And I always remember him saying, being company commander, obviously, he spoke to me. And he said, always remember his words, Royal Welsh Fusiliers, eh? And stuck his jaw out in my face and said, I've had good English, good Irish, and good Scottish regiments. I've had bad English, Irish, and Scottish regiments. I've never had a bad Welsh regiment. I don't know whether he was flannelling, but nevertheless, it was rather nice to hear. Yeah.
Where is the Grand Forest?
Pardon?
Where is the Grand Forest?
In France. Yeah. Being heavily shelled at the time, that's really where the artillery fire came in. Well, the other one I missed out, which was another very heavy battle, was the Reichwald Forest. And the Reichwald Forest was, again, where they brought the panzer divisions up in force. And that was probably one of the last of the major battles where the Germans put up tremendous resistance in concert. You know, I don't know how many divisions they had, but I would say several divisions of excellent troops there.
What are your own memories of the Reichwald fighting?
Very difficult, actually, because it was the Reichwald was quite a large forest, occupied by large numbers of troops on both sides, and I don't think the British or the Allied troops who were there had actually anticipated again the sort of forces that would be there, but they'd obviously moved them up a bit like the Normandy situation, with several panzer divisions coming up, and that created quite a lot of havoc. So my memories personally of the Reichwald was really moving up very, very slowly. We didn't have a pitched battle at infantry terms, and it was primarily Air Force again, heavy artillery battles more than anything else. And then, I think probably aided by the RAF bombing, the panzer divisions were then moved back. But I think that was really the last of the major battles, other than the ones, the Arnhem situation, that happened. It was then, I think, my memories of the last 12 weeks of the war was that we were moving very rapidly. I remember one area in Germany where we were moving down one road, where we were taken on by a battery of 88 guns. And the 88mm German guns were accurate light rifles. They were formidable. And
how do you feel now in 1998 about having served in the Second World War?
Well, I was very proud to really have served. I think I was extremely fortunate. When I think of the young men of my age who were killed, lost limbs, one reflects and wonders how that happened. Why you? Why did it hit the chap in the next trench and not you? That sort of thing. When you were being bombed by German in Normandy, you were being bombed from the air by Stukas. You wondered, you were lying in ditches. Why? You wonder now, why didn't it get you? Why did it get others? So it was really reflections of that kind. I remember a lot of the people in the battalion and the brigade, I remember them fairly vividly. Fine people, fine men, you know, in the prime of life, and didn't have a chance. And I think then in 1998, it isn't because one is now, you know, in nearly 74 years of age. I think it's now one thinks with all the opportunities today, and how different they could have been had the invasion you mentioned at the beginning taken place, how different things would have been. I think that it would have been a very, very grey world, no doubt, no doubt about it, that we live in. And so I think the younger people of today have no concept of that, and that's probably absolutely right. But I think when you can reflect back, then I think it's interesting reflection on how different it could have been. I think the one has. I think those are the primary reflections that one has. Proud to have served. Yes, I wouldn't. I don't regret a day of it, and just felt I was fortunate to survive it.